You know, in confessing our sin, we acknowledge God's authority over us. God hates a proud, self-glorifying spirit, hardened to sin, but he shows mercy over and over again to a contrite and confessing person. In Psalm 51, David's great psalm of repentance after his sin with Bathsheba, he said, "A broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise." It's interesting to look in the Bible about God's response to contrition. And I'd like to look this morning specifically at Ahab, who was one of the worst of men, who was goaded on by one of the worst of women, Jezebel, and did all sorts of sinful things in God's eyes. In fact, 1 Kings 16:30 says, "Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him." He married Jezebel, a Sidonian princess, who was a worshiper of Baal, and he himself went and served Baal and worshipped him. He was a persecutor of God's church, killing the prophets of God, destroying worship of God. And I think you probably remember the incident of Naboth's vineyard, in which Naboth had a vineyard that was next to Ahab's palace, and Ahab coveted that vineyard for a garden for his palace. And we all realize, I believe, how coveting coupled with an entitlement mentality is a great engine for sin. And it was so in Ahab's life. Ahab's coveting led to the false witness as they arranged for two scoundrels to accuse Ahab, Naboth at a banquet of blaspheming God and blaspheming the king. And then that sin was followed by murder when they took him out and had him stoned to death. And that, of course, consummated his sin of theft. So we went from coveting to false witness to murder to theft, and all of it surrounding the sins of idolatry. Ahab was a great builder of sin upon sin. And when he'd accomplished that, Jezebel said to him, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth." But there was another arise word about to be spoken, because the word of God came to Elijah, the Tishbite, said, "Arise, go down and meet Ahab. There he is in the vineyard of Naboth." Ahab said to Elijah when he saw him, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" And then Elijah delivered the word of God, which in summary was, "I will destroy the house and posterity of Ahab." And then listen to Ahab's response, a surprising response from this man. "So it was when Ahab heard those words that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his body and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about mourning. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 'See how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the day of his son, I will bring calamity on his house.'" Over and over again, even to the worst of men, God shows mercy for contrition and confession. If you think about it, this hardened sinner, this enemy of the church, this enemy of God, even he still had this tenderness of conscience, that when the word of God came to him, it pierced him to his heart. Just as Elijah confronted Ahab, the word of God confronts us every day. We ought to be pierced to the heart by the word of God and our inability to comply with it. And so now is the time for us to come before God and to make some confessions. Particularly on this Mother's Day, we might think about our violations of the sins of relationship. You husbands, have you cherished your wife as a gift from God she is? Have you loved her selflessly as the Bible commands? I have sinned this week. You wives, have you respected your husbands? Have you encouraged him as he goes out into the world each day and built him up to be the man of God he can be? You children, have you obeyed your parents? Have you recognized their authority in your life where God has placed them? You parents, have you trained your children this week in the fear and admonition of the Lord as you ought to? Have you let sins go unchallenged? Each of us has something to confess, I believe now in this time of silence. Let us do that. Dear God, our Father, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Thank you for mercifully relenting when we confess and repent. Thank you for your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for the forgiveness Jesus earned for us. In his precious name, amen.